Alan Kring Productions presents the Illinois State Collegiate Compendium, Academic Lectures in Business and Economics. This is Business Finance, FIL 240, Section 3 for Spring Semester 2019. Lecture 26, delivered on May 1, 2019. The title of this lecture is Review for the Final Exam. Today, review for the final exam. The final exam is 50 questions, and you have 120 minutes to complete it. The format is the same as exam one, the midterm exam. Well, you know, I actually have it here. I could put it up on the overhead for you to see it. Okay, no one wants that. Yes, please. Okay, again, I'm going to give you run through. Now, approximately 20 of the questions, maybe about 18, I think, are from exam one, either exactly or it's the same format, just different numbers. Like, for example, I'm going to throw a straight down the middle of the plate pitch. I asked you on the first exam, I gave you a company and had you do the networking change in networking capital. I'll do the same on this one with a different company. So in other words, same skill, just a different set of numbers. Going through a few things from the first exam and just a little bit upgraded. You'll need to know how to find the price or quote of a bond. Make sure you know the difference between a price and a quote. Because I bluff you. I might ask you for a price, and I give you a quote that's the right answer before the quote, or vice versa. So make sure you're marking the right answer. And I'll have you find a yield to maturity. I'll expect you to be able to find a net present value, an internal rate of return, and a future value of an annuity, as you had seen in previous quizzes in the exam. Make sure you know your ratios. I will not have you calculate directly a ratio, but you'll have to know how ratios are put together, and which ratios would be bigger than other ratios measuring the same types of asset or liability classes. Make sure you know the difference between equity and debt. And I will try to bluff you. There are answers that look right until you look carefully at them. Don't just plow through the exam and say, I'm done, because you'll miss some nuances and some questions. Know the risk premium, its components, what debt instruments have the different components, etc. I'll expect you to be able to find me a yield to maturity on a treasury bill. I will also expect you to know how to calculate an annualized yield. Say you hold a stock for 90 days and it goes up from what to something to something. Okay, you need to be able to tell me what the annualized yield was. remember, 1 over the number of days divided by 365, and you use 365, not 360, for this exam. Yeah, that could be a disaster. I'll expect you to know how to calculate a loan payment and an effective yield. Know the cost of debt, the cost of equity, the cost, and specifically the cost of old equity and new equity. And know how to calculate a stock price from dividend and growth. Be careful. Make sure you see if I'm giving you the current dividend or the next dividend. And just as a little hint, I give you a dividend that's not a yearly dividend. So make sure you see that it's not a yearly and you turn it into a yearly dividend. Because a lot of times you see the information is given, for example, dividends are paid every month, every quarter, every half year. So you need to just do a simple multiplication to turn it into an annual dividend. Good God, I'm telling you everything. It's like I feel like the candy man handing out candy. Know the capital asset pricing model. You should know a little bit about the Federal Reserve, nothing really intense about it. It's a regulator. What does it regulate? Know the Securities Exchange Act and the Securities Act, what each of them governs. The Securities Act of 1933, what is it about, and what is the Securities Exchange Act of 1934 about? Know about the risk-free rate. Know about liquidity. Oh, yes. Know about liquidity. Know the difference between systematic and unsystematic risk, otherwise known as non-diversifiable and diversifiable risk. I probe your knowledge of that with a couple of very detailed, specific questions. They're not numerical, but you have to know the difference to be able to answer them correctly. Make sure you know the difference between the capital market line and the securities market line. And you really should never forget the capital structure. Know the different types of debt instruments. As in bills, notes, bonds, but also mortgage bonds, ETCs, debentures, things like that, junior, senior. Just know the different terminology and what it means in different situations, callable, convertible. Business organization. Make sure you know the key differences between sole proprietorships, partnerships, and corporations. Now, as far as bonds are concerned, you should know what happens as to price, for example, as the term approaches zero. You should also know what happens to price as the spread between coupon and yield change. Know what happens to price as the spread between coupon and yield changes. Be careful on this one. This one's usually a miss of about 50 to 60% because they are applying a specific example to a general principle instead of sticking with the general principle of the spread. ETFs, mutual funds, the different types of portfolios that you could construct, advantages and disadvantages, that kind of thing. Remember I said, well, you can always buy more than 30 stocks, and or you can buy pre-diversified. Give you an example of that in my investments class, 242. Some of the groups just went right for ETFs, a cluster of five nice ETFs, mutual funds. And then there were a couple of groups that went and bought 30, 40 stocks individually. Now, the stocks didn't do too bad, but they didn't come out with very good returns because of the commissions that were eaten up by doing that. So that's, on the bright side, they had absolute control over the portfolio, and they could jockey it around, get rid of things that were not working and all that. But there was that downside, that commission ate them up. And if you think, well, I don't have to pay commissions with where I do it, oh, yeah, you do. You just don't know how it's happening. That's one of the dirty stunts that's going on these days. Okay, one, let me do this. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Okay, 50 questions, seven are true and false about. There's more about the second half of the course, obviously, than the first half. But then there are also things that are accumulation of knowledge that you'll have to know what was in the first half of the course to understand the second half of the course. Now, on this exam, I ask about cash flows, but I don't have you actually calculate a free cash flow. Although I do ask you for one about change in net working capital, which is one of the big components of free cash flow. I don't ask you a full-blown question. That would just chew up your time on the exam. Let me go through one more time. Know the relative costliness of the various sources of capital. The different ways that capital can come into a company. Know which is the most expensive, which is the cheapest, etc. That is related to the topic of weighted average cost of capital, of course. I think I already said, make sure you know the CAPM, the capital asset pricing model. Risk premium, calculated debt instrument, the component costs of capital. A little bit about the Federal Reserve, nothing big. Bills, notes, bonds, who's seller, who's buyer. That was from exam one. Know about liquidity and different types of money. Find an internal rate of return, a net present value. Know about free cash flow, but you will not have to calculate a free cash flow. what's in free cash flow that's not in accounting statements, et cetera, tax shields, all that. There will be other things, of course. I'm not going to be comprehensive, but I'm giving you a pretty good coverage. Who has the claims to the cash flow? Mortgage payment or a loan payment, car loan, or something like that. Effective rate. ETFs, mutual funds. Systematic, unsystematic risk. Calculating an annualized yield. Liquidity. Your turn. Yeah.
Are you posting the quizzes like last time? Are they relevant?
They should. Oh, no, the last one isn't up. That last one, I'm glad you mentioned that. I think all the others that weren't attendance quizzes are. Are they, or is there one missing?
Last I looked, it was only one.
Huh? I'll have to look. Let me look at that. I might have done it in the other class because I really don't like this class so much. But oh, it's 1 through 4? Okay. Well, there were like 3 attendance quizzes. How many? You have all? Okay. There's one that should be that I haven't posted with the answer key yet.
Yeah, I'm just talking about the answer.
Yeah. I believe there were four or five that were actual quizzes. And there's one that should be missing. That's 8. I haven't put up the answer key to that one yet. But let me check through to make sure. I will. Thank you for letting me know about that. Because there will be a couple of questions from quizzes. Just copy and paste right into it. Of course, always the ones that you had the highest miss rate on to see if you've gotten it together. Other questions? This is your show now. You could ask me. Can I see the can I see the exam? No. You got other questions? Yeah.
Are there certain ratios we should focus on?
Net income, gross margin, operating margin, net margin, quick, current, quick, and burn. ROE, ROA. Times interest earned. I'm not saying that's the only ones, but that's what's in my mind is standing out. Again, you will not have to calculate directly, but you will have to know what they mean and how they relate. Some of them relate to each other. What else? Anyone got anything else? Yeah. No, there's not a stock screen on this one. There was on the first exam. There is not a screen on this one. I might pull some. I might pull some real-time data, or actually, well, it'll be a little delayed, and give it to you. But I will certainly not put up a screen on this one. Anything else? Yes. No, not this time. Too many people got that dead on right. Now that boosted the average really good on that exam. Now, as far as some details go, your exam is on Monday at 1 o'clock, am I right? 1 o'clock. I will be in my office from about 11:30 until exam time on Monday. Now, the other thing is, make sure all of your scores are accurate in Cengage, because you will have your results. If you're taking it on Monday, I'll have the results up probably Tuesday night. And then Monday of the next week, they're uploaded to the server. So that means that once I upload them, it never fails. Someone, after I upload them, maybe on Thursday after Monday, I think you left a quiz out of mine. I already uploaded the And then this one was a doozy. One student came in this semester from last semester. He came in about the fourth week. You didn't put in that quiz that I took. Anyway, look through, verify everything, and if there's something that seems not quite right or there's a score missing, sometimes there's a glitch in the interface between ReggieNet and Cengage. But other than that, what you see there right now is where you stand in the course. That's where you stand is what you see there in Cengage right now. So that's where we are. If you want to stop by my office, I will be there again from 11:45 until class time, until the exam on Monday. So that's all I have for you now and forever. I thank you.